Okay, so today is May 27th, 2003, and the lesson we are going to do this morning is lesson number 231, Bringing the Knee to the Face in an Arc. So, let's have you go ahead and lie on your back. Take a moment to begin to observe and notice how you're resting on your back this morning. Notice what your contact is like. How you sense your shoulders, your shoulder blades, your spine, your pelvis, and your legs. Gently roll your head a little bit to the left and to the right, and just observe the quality of the movement. The range. And then bring it back to the center and just pause and rest for another moment. And as you're resting there, in your mind, see if you can create or imagine an arc. So we've been doing several lessons that we've had a series of circles and now arcs being related or involved part of the lesson. So in a way, an arc is maybe you could also think of it as like a quarter or a half of a circle. Or it could even be three quarters of a circle, correct? 7/8. So throughout the lesson, we're going to explore arcs that would eventually connect into becoming circles, but we'll stay more into the zone of just the arc and not completing the circle yet. So roll to your side and bring yourself up to sitting with the soles of your feet together and your knees are open. And now with your right hand, have your right hand come in between your legs to scoop up your right heel. So you come underneath the right foot, scoop up the right heel, the right ankle. And then your left hand is going to get a hold of the right big toe. There you go. And if you want to get a hold of all the toes or just the big toe, but somehow you're using both hands to hold the right foot from the heel all the way up to the toes. And now in this position, just begin to lift your right leg and lower it. Just discover, what do you need to do with your pelvis and your spine to lift and lower the right leg? Do you do the movement just inside the hip joint, or can you do something with your pelvis? So your right hand, Janice, is underneath the right heel. Left hand is with the toes. They don't have to be interlaced. They can just wrap around. That's it. So basically, it's this idea that you're using both hands to lift and lower your right foot. That's it. Now, the next time that you lift your right foot, hold it up in the air, and then gently move the whole leg and foot to the left and to the right. And again, just observe what you do with this. So you keep the leg in the air, that's it. And feel, are you shifting the weight just inside the hip joint, or do you actually shift on your sit bones? Good. Okay. Let it go and rest on your back. Now come back up to sitting, same position. Once again, have your right hand go under the right heel and the left hand is with the toes and foot of the right foot. And now this time, as you begin to lift the right leg, you're going to make an arc or an arc into a circular pattern. So as you lift the leg, think of lifting it out and away from you, coming up towards your face and bringing it back down towards you. That's it. So when you first lift, it goes out and away and up towards your face and then in towards your belly and back down. So in a way, we'll say this is a complete circle at this point. And then we'll break it into an arc. So that's it. So you go up towards your face, in towards your chest, down to the pubic bone, and then out and away from you. So it's a circle that's moving towards you and away from you. There's different kinds of circles. We've done some on top of the head. We've done circles like this, drawing in front of you. This is a circle that comes towards you and out and away from you, and towards you and out and away from you. That's it. That's it, Danielle. Very good. So feel again and notice what you need to do with your back and your spine. Good. Very good. Now go ahead and lie down on your back and bring yourself into the same kind of configuration. So that means your left knee, left foot will be standing. And you bring your right knee and right leg into the air and get a hold of the right foot in the same way. So that means the right hand comes underneath the right foot to hold the heel. The left hand gets a hold of all the toes, the top part of the foot. And now in this configuration, you begin to do the same circle with the right leg. So think of it going up towards the ceiling, bring it towards your face, down along your chest to the pubic bone, and then out and away from you. That's it, Susan. Good. And begin to notice if there's a moment as you're doing the circle that there's a feeling as if you'd like to lift your head, as if to meet your foot. Since when would that moment be? Is it when the foot is down towards your pubic bone, or is it when the foot is approaching your head and your face? And then go ahead and lift your head when you feel it's appropriate. And then lower it. That's it. Good. And as you continue to do the movement just a few more times, really pay attention to the timing. The timing in which the foot and the head approach one another. Is it an abrupt movement? Do you begin to hold your breath? Or can it be a smooth, continuous, flowing movement that doesn't interrupt your breathing and breath? Very nice. Good. Rest on your back. Bend your knees, bring your feet to standing. Keep the left leg standing, and once again, get a hold of the right foot and the right heel as you did previously. Same position. So that means the right hand comes underneath to get the right heel. Left hand is with the toes and the rest of the foot. And now lift your left leg up towards the ceiling. So it's somewhat straight, but a little bit bent. That's it. And begin to swing your left leg forward so that you would bring yourself up to sitting. So how can you just swing the leg? That's it. And you come up to sitting and go back on your back. So this is the importance of lifting the head and connecting it with the right foot so that you can swing the left leg.
Is it fair to do two swings?
That's it. No. Well, you can do two to begin with and then find a way to do one. At first, you can use the swinging. But then you'll realize you don't really need to swing the leg that powerfully.
Slow it down.
You slow it down when you find out what really needs to happen with your chest and your back and your pelvis. That's it, Janice. Momentum is not a necessity. Organization is the necessity. There you go. Good. And the other necessity is that the left leg is relaxed. So those of you that start to straighten the leg and lock it, it becomes very difficult. So it needs to be soft, supple. It bends. That's it. It folds. Isn't that easier, Danielle? That's it. See, what happens when you lock the leg and the knee to come up to sitting is it locks the pelvis and the back. Okay. Good. Rest on your back for a moment. Bend your knees again, bring your feet to standing, and then bring your right foot up over your face. With both hands, get a hold of the right foot in the same way that you've been doing. So you should know by now that that means that the right hand is with the right heel from underneath, and the left hand is with the toes of the foot. And then you can lift your left leg into the air so that you swing yourself up to sitting. And keep up and sitting so that your left knee is bent out to the side, so the soles of your feet are somewhat together. And now in this position, start to take your head forward on the floor, towards the floor, I should say. And as you do so, you can begin to slide your right leg out and away from you. So slide your right leg out and away from you. That's it. And bring your head down towards the floor as you do that. So instead of rounding, we went through this a few lessons ago. There's the idea of rounding behind you, and then there's the idea of rounding in front of you. So this is about learning how you position yourself in space, spatially understanding what does it mean to round behind you and how is that useful. And now you're folding and rounding in front of you as you elongate the right leg out in front of you. But you keep your hands connected to your foot, so we'll say that's a constraint. That's it, Susan. Good. Now this next time, go ahead and keep your right leg in towards your crotch. Again, your left knee should be bent. We don't want a straight left leg. So bend your left knee out to the side. Fall even more. There you go. You'll see why. Now begin to take your head down towards the floor without lengthening the right leg. So you literally are thinking that you're going to kiss your right foot, maybe your right big toe, maybe your right shin. Again, notice what you need to do with your spine and your ribs. And then how could you bring your forehead in front of your right foot down to the floor? What do you need to do with your pelvis? So again, if you have the straight leg, it's very difficult. Bend your, even more, soles of your feet. There you go. Yeah. Yeah. Soles of your feet together. Do whatever you need to do so that you can bring your head to the floor. That's it, Susan. Why is it easier when it's bent? What do you do differently? What do you allow yourself to do? Where are you bending from now? So straighten the leg. And what's difficult?
It's just like it's locking.
It locks in the pelvis. That's it. Good. Good. Now, think of sweeping your head along the floor. You're going to clean the mats today. Janice will be the best mop because she's got lots of hair. So you're going to sweep the floor in front of your right foot all the way over to your right knee. And the constraint is you do whatever you need to with the rest of your body to keep your head down. See, when you get over to the right knee, the tendency is to want to lift up the head. But instead, you need to lift up the left side of the pelvis. That's it, Falk and Danielle. Do whatever you need to so that eventually your head is on the floor, sweeping the floor. It's safe. Trust me, it's very safe. Once your head's down, you can't be any safer. When you're not safe is when your head is hanging and you have a fear of falling. Once your head makes contact, it's safe. But let your butt get in the air. The only way that your head can touch is your pelvis has to get up. Yeah? That's it, Danielle. That's it, Falk. Go all the way over. That's it, Janice. But Janice, you don't need to do that with your back. Go back down. Take your head down. That's it. Now keep it down. It is not allowed to come up, and bring your head in front of your left shin. So do what you need to with your back and your pelvis to keep the head down. Come forward. Slide forward. You can do it.
So get this up even more if you need to. There. That's fine. Whatever you... There. 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 That's the idea. There you go. Better.
No, you do not want to have your legs crossed closely into your crotch because that becomes a restriction. You just let your legs be loose and free. If they're too close in together, that will restrict you. For many of you, you're discovering that if the left knee lifts up in the left side of the pelvis, so that the left foot is almost standing, that becomes easier. That's it, Alan. Now, can you sweep all the way over past the right knee and continue to hold on to the right foot and roll onto your back? Just like a little baby would do. But your head needs to be... Your head must stay in contact with the floor. Now, you should be on your back in the same starting position. Everybody should be holding on to your right foot. Head should be down. Okay? Now, guess what? You're going to go over to the right again. So first, roll the head. Danielle, over to the right. You're not allowed to lift the head. Listen to the directions. Under no circumstances can the head come away from the floor. You sweep the floor with your head to the right. Okay? The only time you lift the head is once you have passed your right knee and your head is in front of the right shin, are you allowed to lift your head up? That's it, Danielle. But look what you're doing with your left leg. Figure out what you need to do with the left leg. That's it. Uh-huh. There you go. Go back and forth. That's it, Janice. That's it. Now figure out what you can do a little differently with that left knee and left leg. It doesn't have to be such a constraint. Your head is sliding along the floor, so that means different points of contact will be changing. But under no circumstances are you allowed to lift your head until it comes in front of your right knee. Trust me. This takes a lot of trust. Most of us have a lot of fear about our head and our neck. And all that holding is coming from the back of your neck. You don't need to hold. Let the head go. Figure out what you need to do with the rest of the body that you can be supple, organized, and functional. That's it, Danielle. Down. Down. She's just looking at me.
I'm hurting too much today.
Take your head down. Oh, you'll feel fabulous if you trust me. You did the last time. Take your head down. There you go. Because it's about your pelvis. Now go over to the right. So it means let your left side lift up. There. Roll. 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 And then what hurts you about that? There's nothing to hurt. Why do you think babies roll?
They don't hurt.
No, babies roll because they're more intelligent. Okay. That's it. Look at Danielle. Look at how... Isn't it getting fun and easy now? Yeah. That's it. Now, once you're to that point, you can lift your head. Feel how light it is to sit up now. Go ahead, Danielle. Woo! Now, go back down the same way. Back over, forward, over the shin. You see, if you take your head over the leg, feel how much more dangerous that is there. That's scary.
Yeah.
Take the head forward. There's nothing scary there. Now, as the head goes down, the butt comes up. We need to scoot you over, Susan, a little bit so your head and you're not so close to the end of the mat. That's it, Falk. You can do that until you get safer. So just explore it a little while longer and then we'll take a rest. That's it. Now, Falk, let your head drag along the floor. Feel what you need to do with the ribs. That's it. That's it. Still too soon. I want you to drag it past the knee. Watch Danielle. She does not lift it up until she comes all the way in front of the shin now. That's it, Janice. Look it. She drags, drags, drags. Her mat is going to be the cleanest. If there was a contest. Do you see how it's shining already? Her hair will be dirty, but the mat will be clean. Now, Falk, come in front of the knee. Trust it. Trust it that you can come over, feel what you need to do with the neck, the ribs, the back. That's it right there. Keep it going. Keep it going. There. Now at that point, you're allowed to lift up because you're over your pelvis. And then it's light. Okay, rest. Bend your knees, bring your feet to standing, bring the right foot up over your face to get a hold of it in the same way that you've been doing. That means your right hand comes underneath the right heel, left hand is with the toes and the foot, the right part of the foot. Good. You can lift your left leg up into the air and just swing yourself up to sitting. See if this is lighter and easier. Ah, Bev, what changed now that you could do it in one time? The magic of the work. Something happened by putting your head down, right? Okay, now, take yourself forward. Figure out what you need to do with that left knee. Bend it out to the side so you can drop your head forward in front of your right shin. Sweep it around your right knee, keeping it on the ground. I don't care if your pelvis and your legs come up, and roll onto your back. And then reverse the movement again. That's it, Susan.
So again, the same kind of.
Yes. So you're right there. Get it down. And then come over. Let the left side of your pelvis lift up now. See, now your head will touch. Even more. Let the left side come up more. There. Tip. There. Ah, keep your head down. Why are you lifting your head?
And then just
you don't need to lift your head. Come back. Uh-uh. Down, 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 down. Just listen. This is why your neck hurts. It's because you do so much work. Uh-uh. See? The first thing you do is lift here.
Oh,
now, when you lift here,
yeah.
Guess what? You can't move your back. Try to lift your head now. Lift your head. Now, can you move your back?
Uh-uh.
No.
Uh-uh,
so bad. Why lift your head? Roll, roll. You see, I don't care what you do here.
Uh-huh.
You can lift this, but I do care what you do with your head. That's it. Keep it down.
Oh,
aha! Look down. Look at how light and easy it gets. Down, down, down. There. Down. Down. That's it. Let this move more. There. Legs in the air, just like a baby. Ah, but why are you lifting your head?
Because that's what I'm used to doing.
That's right, but we're going to change that habit. So your constraint for the day is that under no circumstances do you lift your head until you're all the way over here. So you learn how to let go of those habits.
Okay.
Because that's what's causing you neck problems. Right. Down, down. See, isn't that lovely? Look at how nice that is.
Yeah, but see, it automatically goes up.
That's because we're habitual. There and down. Now see if you can go onto your back and think of coming up to the left. That's it, Danielle. As you go down, go all the way across your back. Roll onto your back. Your legs should be in the air like a baby, but you're always holding onto that right foot. Now go all the way over to the left. Sweep the head across onto the left and come up onto the left side. That's it. You'll figure it out. That's it, Alan. There you go. There you go. That's it, Sonia. So if anybody has any tension or pain, chronic pain in their neck, it's because you've lost the ability to let it go. Good. That's it, Janice. Now come all the way over. That's it. Look out for your hubby's head. You guys all have a big, beautiful. Okay, and let's rest on our back. And while you're resting, just take a moment to check in with your breath, your breathing. Observe your contact with the floor. And even take a moment to gently roll your head a little bit to the left, to the right, and just feel how light and effortless the movement is now. Bend your knees, bring your feet to standing, get a hold of your right foot as you've previously done, and just lift your left leg into there, swing yourself up to sitting. And once you're sitting, your left knee should be out to the side, right? It's kind of like the soles of your feet are together, that's it. And go back to the first movement which we did in the beginning was to lift the right leg and to make that circular arc movement where as you lift, you move the leg out away from you, then up to your head, then it goes down along your chest towards the pubic bone. Just see how that movement's feeling. Feel how your head now wants to approach the foot as it comes up towards your face. That's it. Go the other way, the other circle. Out, in, there you go. Out. And now bring your head towards the foot in that phase and then scoop it out. That's it, Susan. And maybe swing your right leg a little bit to the left and to the right now. Is it lighter? Is it easier? Good. Okay, let's rest again for a moment on your back. Do you understand why your head now and your leg both are becoming lighter? We talked about this quite some time ago. So when you're doing extra work, which we call parasitic effort, that you're asking certain muscle groups to contract and work that aren't needed for the action or movement, that actually creates a sense of weight and effort in ourselves. So when you finally communicate to those muscles that they don't need to be doing that extra work because they're not really involved with the action becomes lighter and freer. So that's the same idea, right? If you're holding your head away from the floor, you're engaging the muscles around your neck and your throat, which also connect to your back. So you feel very heavy, clunky. You're unable to move your pelvis because you're working those muscles. And for no purpose, at least in this movement. Does that make sense? Yeah? Okay, so take a moment. I'd like you to roll to your sides and come up to standing just for a minute onto the hard floor. So those of you at home stand on a hard, firm surface. And just feel what it's like in standing now on your right leg compared to your left. How would you describe your right leg to yourself? Is there a sense of solidness? Can you feel more of the entire right foot underneath you? What else do you notice about the right foot and right leg? Does it feel like it's a supportive leg? A useful leg? How does the left leg feel? Okay, and let's go back to the floor. So go ahead and lie on your back and then bend your knees, bring your feet to standing. And now let's imagine first getting hold of the left foot. So just imagine that you're going to be in this position on your back and that you would bring your left leg up over your chest and your left hand would come underneath holding the left heel and your right hand would hold the toes and the top part of your left foot. And you would first begin to lengthen and do an arc type of a movement with the left leg coming towards your face and chest and away. Then see yourself lifting your head to meet the foot somewhere over you. And now go ahead and get a hold of your left foot. Once again, you're using both hands. So your left hand comes from underneath to get the left heel. There you go. And now go ahead and lengthen up the left leg to begin to make this arc circle towards your face. So you lift the leg up, and then it comes towards your face, and then it goes down your chest, down towards your pubic bone, and then it lifts up again. That's it. Begin to notice the moment that you feel like you would want to lift the head to meet the foot. And then go ahead and lift your head at that moment when it feels appropriate, and then you lower it. Great. And pause and rest on your back. Bend your knees again, bring your feet to standing. Get a hold of your left foot again with both hands. And once you have the foot being held comfortably, lift your right leg in the air to swing yourself up to sitting and come up to the sitting position. And once you're in the sitting position, with your right knee out to the side, so you're sitting as if the soles of the feet would be together, but you're holding the left foot, begin to do this arc or circular movement of lifting the left leg. It goes away from you, up towards the head, towards your chest, and down. I don't know why this particular circular movement reminds me of a Ferris wheel. Feel what you need to do with your pelvis, your back, your spine. Good. And then go ahead and place the left foot down. Continue to hold on to it. And start to take your forehead, your face down towards your left leg, your left foot, so that perhaps you could think of kissing it. And then even begin to lower your head in front of the left foot, in front of the left shin, because we need to clean the other side of the floor now. What do you need to do with your pelvis, your back, your spine? How you lengthen your spine to permit your head to make contact with the floor. So again, you have permission to lift your pelvis up, that right side of your pelvis, the right hip. That's much better, Susan. But let the head even hang more. Truly let it go. That's it.
How much should the shoulders be?
The shoulders don't need to be shrugging like that. Let the shoulders relax. It's all about the pelvis. The control is all in your pelvis. So at this point, do whatever you need to, again, with the pelvis, the knees, the feet, so that you can make contact. Lift your butt as high in the air as you need to so that your head is on the ground. And once you've got a contact there, sweep it beyond the left knee and start to go back beyond there as if you might roll on your back and then sweep forward, but you're not allowed to lift the head. So you do whatever you need to do with the rest of yourself. That's it, Alan. But keep the contact with the head. Now come forward and feel what you need to do in the back. That's it. You're not allowed to lift the head. That's it, Janice. Susan, touch the head. Get it down. There you go. Now, let's figure out what you need to do. See, you're using your hands. It's not about the hands either. It's all about this guy over here. You can. Can't is not a word in this learning experience. Mm-hmm. There you go. Yes, you can. It's just that you haven't found the organized way. There. There. And then let's have you go all. That's it.
And continue to hold?
Yep. You always keep hold there. Okay. But there's no work in the arms. That's it. Just let this part be relaxed. Head. There we go. Let your head. There. There. That's better. See, it's your legs that get so in the way. You just think that you have to control with those legs. There. Let it go. There you go. Do. Let this leg go. Whoop. There you go. Good. Okay. And start to roll onto your back if you can, and then reverse it. So your constraints are that you keep both hands in contact with the left foot at all times, and that your head remains in contact until your forehead is in front of the left shin. And at that point is when you can lift the head up and come up to a sitting position, and then you reverse it again. That's nice. That's it, Janice. Now go down. Now stop right there, Janice, for a moment. Feel what you need to do in your pelvis and those lower ribs that you could have just a little bit more freedom. That's it. Think way down there. Now slide the head beyond the knee. Think the lower part of your back, ribs, and spine. That's it. Good. It's the same thing you need to do when you run. That's it, Falk. Good. Slide, 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 slide. Use that right hip joint. There. Better. Okay. And rest on your back. Bend your knees, bring your feet to standing. Get a hold of your left foot and leg. So lift it up. It means the left hand comes from the inside under the left heel, and then your right hand gets a hold of the left toes and foot. And start by rolling over to your left side, so your head, your body, everything rolls to the left so that your head can slide along the floor And you do whatever you need to do with the right leg, the right side of your back, pelvis, so that your head remains in contact until you come in front of your left shin. And at that point, you can lift the head. That's it, Susan. Good. That's it. You're lifting that right leg in the air. Come all the way over. That's it. Use that right side of your pelvis. Swing it over. Just bring it all the way over. Get it up. There you go. That's the idea. That's it. That's it. Good. Now, the next time that you come all the way over, bring yourself up to sitting. Or you can just swing up from your back if you want. Come up to sitting. Continue to hold on to that left foot, that left leg. And now lift. So your right leg should be with your right knee out and the right foot in. Hold on to the left leg and now lift it and make the arc. That's it. And so you're going to make the arc or the circle with the left foot so it goes out away from you. And see if now you could even bring your left foot to coming to touch the top of your head. Can your big toe touch the top of your head? That's it, Danielle. It's not about your arms either. It's the flexibility in your spine. That's it, Falk. Now, is it possible to bring that left big toe to your forehead, and then can you draw a circle with your left big toe around your face? So draw a circle. Now you're going to do a different kind of circle. That's it, Danielle. Not since you were a little girl did you think you would have your toe up by your face.
Draw a circle.
A circle. Mm-hmm. The same shape of your face. That's it. That's it, Susan. Now make a circle. All the way down to the chin now. Cheeks. There you go. Now hold the leg up and can you make a circle with the face? So, Danielle's having a blast. I so appreciate those of you who are willing to smile and have fun. Great. Okay. Okay, let it go. Rest on your back. So now just take a moment to think about the different ways that you've learned today to, in a way, come up to sitting. We did some other ways 2 weeks ago, so you've got a lot of tricks in your bag for coming up to sitting from the floor. So bend your knees, bring your feet to standing, get a hold of your left foot, hold it over yourself. And then just imagine in this position that you could either roll to the left, you could even roll to the right, or you could lift your right leg in the air and just come up to sitting. So first imagine them all, and then you can pick whichever one feels like the most comfortable or the one that you'd like to do, and then bring yourself up to sitting that way. And go ahead and experiment all the possibilities, and then find a moment when you can change over legs. So you'll go back to holding the right leg, the right foot, and then you'll try the different ways of coming up to sitting. So one is swinging up, and the other two ways are to roll to each side. So it doesn't matter which foot you're holding, you should still be able to roll both to the left and to the right sweeping the floor with your head, finding those last areas that you missed earlier that you didn't get quite clean. Good. And if you've gotten to the point where you've tried all, that would be like six different options, then you can add another option in, which is each hand can get a hold of each foot while you're on your back. And then from that position, you can roll up to sitting along each side. So you just roll over to the left, roll over to the right. So you, the requirements are, that's it, Danielle's, that you drag the head, again, lower the head down, and roll to each side. That's it, Alan. Come all the way over, drag the head, lift the, that's it, move the pelvis. Very good. Better, Susan. That's it, Susan. If anything that you've learned from this lesson, it's about trust. It's a lot about trust and breaking old habits and patterns in the neck where you feel you need to be protective. Okay, so wherever you are in the movements, you can bring it to a closure and return to lying on your back and rest. As you're lying there, take a moment to scan yourself and sense what your contact is like now, how you sense and feel your shoulder blades, your spine, your pelvis, your legs. Gently roll your head a little bit to the left and to the right. And again, just notice how much more movement you've gained from this lesson in your neck. How free, how easy it is to roll your head left and right. There's a softness. So this is a really great lesson if you've been working at a computer or you've driven a lot or something and you feel like a lot of tension in your neck and shoulders. This is a fabulous lesson for changing all of that. And maybe you can remember some of these things and go home and work with it a little bit so that you can eventually bring the big toes of each of your feet up to your forehead and to make circles around your face and even to the top of the head. Okay, so go ahead and roll to your side and come up to standing and see how it feels in standing. And perhaps when you first come up to standing, is just observe and notice the lightness that you feel with your head and your neck and your upper back. Observe how you make contact now with each foot and leg. Okay, so we will see you guys next week. Next week is the last week, yes. Okay? Good job. You're welcome.